1978. Andrei Gromyko, Foreign Minister of the Soviet Union, is on an official visit to France. Yesterday he had what he described as a very... Can it wait just a minute? Stand by. I'll begin again. News for this Friday, October 27. Mr. Andrei Gromyko, the Soviet Foreign Minister, is an official on visit, official visit, diplomatic status to France. Yesterday he had what he described as very constructive talks. There is rumor that the Soviet Union is moving closer to France as France distrusts the United States programs. With, he said, the talks discovered all main subjects, and they had what he called agreement on detente, disarmament, and implementation of the Helsinki Finland Agreement. And of course, USA has been violating the Helsinki Agreement of late. And so that's good. Disarmament, yes, has refused any source of disarmament. But France has come out, even though it's been had a history of colonialism, and it takes a posture against two things that USA is not for. USA is not for disarmament. I doubt if they're for peace, from the way they act, and they certainly are not for the Helsinki Agreement. They've violated it too many times. But the significant thing of detente and disarmament in full accord is worthy of consideration. France and USA. Mr. Andrea Broussard, the Controller General of the Secret Police Forces, has just been nominated by the Secretary General of Interpol, the international organization which coordinates the actions of most of the world's police forces. The previous head of Interpol was also a Frenchman, I might mention, of the Nazi sympathies, just as Broussard was during World II, and just as the Interpol was a creation of Adolf Hitler. It was they who sent the first trash lies down here to Guyana. The previous head of Interpol, as I said, was Jean Nicholas. There has been further indication that Britain will send arms to Zambia, contrary to America's wishes. At a meeting of diplomatic representatives in London yesterday, Foreign David Owens said equipment would be sent to Lusaka, Zambia, for Zambian defense needs. He added that there was no question of starting or situating British troops or aircraft in Zambia, although rumors have it also in Europe that the British are entering the battle directly. Now, this is direct opposition. For you that are studying the news, this is a direct opposition and slap in the face towards USA, because U.S. has put the funds in there, put the funds into Rhodesia, the white Rhodesian system that's tearing up Zambia, and the South African regime is trying to bomb and have bombed, to our chagrin, that we ever paid any taxes into the tens of thousands past week. Joshua Nkoma, Patriotic Front leader of Zimbabwe, visits Hungary. While it is announced in Lusaka today, the frontline states are considering holding summit talks in Dar es Salaam this weekend. The purpose of the meeting is no secret, announcing that 38 members of the security force have been killed during the last few Rhodesian strikes alone against the Patriotic Guerrilla Front camps, but more so hundreds and thousands of innocent citizens of the Zambian freedom fighters, or the Zimbabwean freedom fighters has been killed and tortured. So USA is strongly supporting Rhodesia, and Britain, for some strange reason, is pulling away. by offering direct military aid to the Zimbabweans. That ought to make all of our hearts glad. Maybe the capitalist world's beginning to crack. President Zambia, Zambia's president, Kwana, said, I want you all to brace for a very long war. It is expected that the summit meeting will also be established, will be establishing a unified force towards the African settlement. Terms of a common effort to defend the frontline states against future attacks. News from Rhodesia. A white rancher sentenced 18 months jail for beating a black employee to death has been told by a judge that he will not have to go to prison because following the incident he was attacked by another black in reprisal and slightly wounded. The white rancher, age 23, killed his foreman, a young man, killed one of his workers, a young man, after a ranch employees complained that they had not been paid for 3 months. The Methodist Church of South Africa have condemned the World Council of Churches for granting funds to Rhodesian and Namibian guerrilla organization. I'm so glad that the Methodist Church has at least spoken out so we know where they are. The Methodist churches, all of them, of South Africa. So much for Methodism. You ought to write this back that knows Methodism ought to cause all Methodists. And the Methodist Church is one of the largest in the United States. After a debate at its annual conference in East London, the white Methodists decided to maintain their membership in the World Council, but expressed dismay that the Council's program to combat racism had made grants to the Patriotic Front and SWAPU. That's the SWAPU is the liberation rightful government of Namibia. Israeli Prime Minister Begin, dictator I should call him, told his parliament yesterday that the Israeli government has decided to reinforce the number of Jews in East Jordan. He said that the Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan would inform the United States of the decision. Most people believe it was just a ploy for time. The Arab League today decided to extend the mandate of the Arab deterrent force in Lebanon to another 6 months. Egypt abstained in the vote because she's the lack of USA now. Syria provided the bulk of 30,000 men. But the combined fighting forces of the Arabs, if they're not careful, can be close to 1 million. And that would, they could flood over Israel and run her into the sea. Anyway, Egypt abstained in the vote. Syria provided the bulk of about 30,000 men, the Turk force, the force to fight this civil war started by Zionism and fascist Christian leaders, phalangists as they are called. Lebanese security forces announced that about 100 people have been arrested in the last 48 hours in West Beirut for illegal possessions of arms. Market today. Sorry, let me take this. As I said, the dollar crisis has gathered momentum on the foreign exchange market. While the U.S. currency fell to a post-war low, the worst it has, it's getting closer to its low of the Great Depression when everybody was out of work. I mean, school teachers didn't make any difference. And you were in a soup line, you had to eat in a soup line if you wanted to get anything. The dollar has plunged nearly 30% this year against the yen. That's how stable the Japanese economy is and how unstable the U.S. economy is. Portugal's new prime minister called on the cooperation of the whole nation to match his personal sacrifices. In accepting the post, Carlos Montepito, 42 years old, a law professor, has undertaken the task of forming Portugal's 10th government since the overthrow of the fascist dictatorship in 1974 by the army. He is asking for the cooperation of all Portuguese, especially the squabbling political parties. Former Prime Minister Mario Soares says his party will not participate in Dr. Montepito's government, although socialists will be permitted to accept posts on a personal basis. Dr. Soares said that the outgoing independent Prime Minister De Costa has upset economic and political stability between the 6 month socialist government and fell this July. Stand by. What in the Mustafa Habil has asked for an official investigation into allegations and charges that a former deputy prime minister and minister of electricity in the outgoing government received bribes of several hundred thousand dollars from the American Westinghouse Corporation. A government statement said the Americans had told Egypt that Westinghouse was being prosecuted for offering bribes to secure contracts with the deputy that was in charge, the deputy minister of electricity, so that they could get some kind of security with him to get provisions, equipment, and electrical power, so they get all the jobs. The 10-day postal strike in Canada has ended after the postal workers union backed down the face of government threat to dismiss workers if they continued their industrial action. Shortly before the government's deadline, arrest warrants were issued against all of the officers of the postal union. This shows you that the right to strike that they brag so much about, pre-trade unionism, has its own right to express to its own purposes, to make decisions to strike. The only thing is the labor union has is a strike when it comes to remedying, finally, their issues. But that was denied in Canada, too, just like Washington did it by threatening martial law when it was destroyed. The postal workers there and the U.S. miners that he kept down there for 150 days, was 115 without food, proper food, without any shelter. They would not give up the mines, would not let anybody in the mines, and they took shifts of laying in the mines. There's been a series of 7 bomb attacks in the Italian capital of Rome. The attacks all in the southern part of the city were on a variety of car targets, a car showroom, 2 power transformers, and a bookshop among them. There was considerable damage, but no reports of injuries. Responsibility has been claimed by an organization calling itself the Anti-Fascist Collective, a new group that we have not heard of before. Typhoon Rita has hit Manila, this capital of Philippine Islands. The correspondent from BBC says that there are very strong winds ripped down overhead power cables, plunging the whole of Manila into darkness. The typhoon threw down a 300-foot transmitter, the tower of the Manila Broadcasting Company, carrying damages and injuries. A number of people have been evacuated from low-lying areas, and some ambulances are still being called in to remove the injured and the stranded. Syria and Iraq, united in their opposition to the Camp David peace accord, have signed an alliance which would virtually mean a merger between them, The alliance is designed to produce total military unity. There has been more violence in Iran during a holiday to mark the Shah's birthday. In a southern town, a local police chief has been shot dead and another senior official was wounded. The same kind of violence is occurring over in the United States, but unfortunately, it's not happening to the police, but to our brothers and sisters. The Iranian nation marked the Shah's 59th birthday in untypical fashion. There were neither pictures of the royal man on the front page of the local press, nor long articles. Inside, extolling the virtues of the Shah, what was in the past considered much as important holiday is perhaps one of the biggest indications in recent months of the challenge now facing the Shah. Efforts to placate his opponent seems to have failed. Today's challenge differs radically from that of 1963 or 1953, when he was forced out of power by our tax dollars and the CIA, and his president, the president of Libya, was murdered in cold blood. When the Shah was forced, as I said, out of power, considerably more opposition to the Shah regime cuts virtually across all sectors of Iranian society. Among the most vocal include housewives, blue-collar workers and their merchants. On the 1973 oil boom, many have grown insecure. During the subsequent years, as the Shah sought to appease the following classes at their expense, Muslim mosque, into which 90% of the country's 34 million people subscribe, many Iranians unable to find a forum for political activity within the Shah system gravitated to the religious leaders who have traditionally provided sanctuary that has been a historic practice of all churches against oppression. In catalyst behind today's political upheavals is a combination of unfulfilled economic expectations, social tensions, and years of political repression and torture. There are few Iranians who cannot tell of a sister or brother, a mother or dad that's in jail, who has not been jailed for his or her political beliefs. That means you can't find a single Iranian who has not been at one time jailed or held for their political beliefs. It's incredible. That isn't a country when they don't have anybody with them. During the last 10 months, the protests have been mounting primarily on the streets against the Shah, where more than 1,000 died in clashes against security forces since the Shah's imposition of military law last month. The opposition has also taken the form of industrial strikes, of action. The most important, our most prominent opposition leader, who is the head of the Shia mosque, is currently in exile in France. The most important leader of all religion in Iran has been forced into exile in France. He has refused either to negotiate with the Shah or to return to the country. He has refused to negotiate with the Shah because he calls him a sinister and diabolical devil. That ends the commentary of the news for the day. Be sure to get your news, listen to it, preparation for Russian quarterly. We're going to get undoubtedly getting very close, as you know, Saturday, People's Rally and Test. we'll have Russian first and news after that. I love you very much. I take so much pain, I'd have to love you. Just ask some people around me. I love you very, very dearly. Thank you.
Greetings from the People's Temple Agricultural Project in Jonestown, near Port Kaituma, in the Northwest District of Guyana. I'm Mike Prokes, and I'm here with Bishop Jim Jones. And the music you've been hearing is from the People's Temple Choir and Instrument Ensemble. Bishop, we've had a lot of